sitting at home doing nothing in particular. Watching TV, legs crossed perpendicular. Trying real hard to retain my sanity. When in walks the reason I gave up on humanity. 5'8" with a wimpy goatee. Brown hair, brown eyes, and a couple brown teeth. His voice has a pitch that can bust a glass. Got a mouth like a river and is just as fast. Living with this guy has really been the pits. His mouth is so big that his nose barely fits. Ain't no peace and quiet, it's a riot with this creep. Cause he can both talk and eat in his sleep. Eating all my food all day, all night. The Tasmanian devil has a smaller appetite. If there's food in the house, no doubt he'll grab it. Eats chicken, fish, beef, and especially rabbits. I gotta get away and he's gotta get a job. I gotta get my shoe off of his shish kebab. He's got a hole in his head that's incredibly wide, and anything can fit inside. That's why we call him the Mouth. His mouth keeps moving as his heart keeps beating. He's constantly talking and or eating. I avoid him when I can, but I live in fear. He only inhaled 3 times last year. Did I mention that this guy is a royal pain? He talks with a full mouth and an empty brain. He only talks about things that he doesn't understand, which means he can talk longer than our average lifespan. Talk about annoying, he'll talk about anything. Comments that he adds just adds to my suffering. Stupid little things from a stupid little man. His brain got in the way, so he cut out the middleman. He keeps putting in his 2 cents somehow, but at this rate he should have been broke by now. When he talks up a storm, it forms a damn monsoon. Then he tells me everything that happened in the bathroom, going on for hours while I stand there in a daze, telling me about his pimples and his potty training days. With a blatant disregard for my indifference, he talks like a blind pitcher giving up walk. That's why we call him the Mouth. I know more about him than I know about myself. Sharing air with this guy is really bad for my health. I don't know how much longer I'll be able to survive. I've heard about every minute this idiot has been alive. Did you know when he was 3 he had a puppy named Joe? It would sleep at his feet and lick between his toes. And then every morning it would wake him up at 7:30 on the dot. It was such a smart pup. And every year his town has a carnival or something to celebrate that miracle of nature called the pumpkin. 500,000 people all come to this little town, and they all take turns picking seeds up off the ground. I sit there and I smile and I nod a little bit, and I'm thinking to myself, God, what an idiot. He doesn't seem to pick up from my ultra blank stare that I just don't care. That's why we call him the Mouth.
You ever wonder why they got 2 A's in the word aardvark? I mean, it's like the name Aaron. Why do you have 2 A's? I mean, 1 A should do it. It's like A, I, you know, not a big deal. And you ever wonder why when you take radiator fluid to pour it on an English muffin and eat it, that like within days you're like almost dead and stuff? You have to go to the veterinarian and stuff. It's awful, man, I'm telling you.
He sits around the house watching TV and he's eating and he's talking, and the whole time I'm taking a beating. And then he complains that he's got a tired butt. I wonder how much it would cost to have his mouth wired shut. Even the dog doesn't want to go near him. Doesn't matter where you go, cause you're always gonna hear him. And we haven't got a clue what we could possibly do. We're both starving cause he ate the damn dog food too. No food in the house, he ate it all last week. No silence in the house cause he still has all his teeth. There ain't no escape cause he doesn't have a life. I really do feel very sorry for his wife. Yes, he's married, but it can't be that great, cause his wife has a house and lives in another state. At first I thought that that was weird, but now I understand why. If I was married to this guy, I think I'd just give up and die. For now I'm stuck with him cause he pays the rent, at least until he meets with a little accident. God gave us the gifts of speech and sound, and has regretted it since he's been around. That's why we call him the Mouth.